Welcome to Pretty Practical Podcast with your host, Stephanie. We're talking kingdom transformation through practical revelation.
Transforming lives everywhere through revelation and power of prayer. Solving problems day by day, and we do.
We're talking kingdom transformation to practical revelation.
Welcome to season 3 of Pretty Practical Podcast. I'm your host, Stephanie. And on this episode, we're talking kingdom transformation through practical revelation. Lately, I've been still. There's been so much going on that I just had to be still and know that God is fighting, that things are being worked out for good. My heart is truly filled with so much joy because I see what God is doing. I see His hand resting on my life. It's always been, but it's now that I see the harvest. Listen, when I say these things, it's not as a woman puffed up with pride. It's as a daughter whose life has been surrendered to the Father, watching Him pour unexpected blessings. I've watched my career take off and walked in a winning season. I've had collaborations that have allowed me to sit at tables of greatness. God opened doors for me to be published as an author in an anthology that made it to the bestseller list within the first week. I say this to encourage you that every seed planted is preparing you for harvest. This is your reminder, you are good ground. Harvest is the process or period of gathering in crops. You will reap what you sow. I remember growing up and hearing the old folks say that. You will reap what you sow. Watch how you treat folks. As I grow older, I truly understand what they mean. Every day we make decisions that will determine what we will harvest. Your steps today will impact your crops tomorrow. Around 2008, I was at church, a church conference in a predominantly black church in Arkansas. There was a guest speaker, a tall white man with a gentle voice but powerful message. After he began speaking, he called what I would say an altar call and prayed for everyone individually. When he got to me, he spoke a word and that spoke to my lineage. I won't go much into detail, but what he kept saying were the words, "You are good ground, good ground." It was as if it was echoing in the room. All I could hear was good ground. This word would carry an echo in my life for years and even still today, because he was preparing the ground for what God wanted to do in my life. For the ground to be prepared, it would require some toiling. I had some work to do. I had to remove the rocky ground, pull up the weeds. I had to get my land prepared for the harvest. Walking through a season where I'd ask God, why am I getting all the scraps? It was as if life was throwing me all the leftover pieces, the things that people left on their plate after they had eaten well and were full. That seemed like all I was getting. Then God gave the revelation that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to His purpose. See, those scraps I was getting was the compost needed for my land to produce the harvest. What others thought were the scraps was truly black gold. We all will go through. Just know that God is using everything and nothing will go to waste. Speak to your ground. What are you cultivating? What's growing in your garden? Are you allowing gossip or bitterness and offense, resentment to run wild on your land? Are you allowing others to sow weeds into your potential? Wisdom has taught me that the enemy will use people to try to swindle you out of believing what God sees in you. Matter of fact, I want to speak encouragement over you today. You were born to be good ground. It's not too late, baby. Put that pride aside and declare, I am good ground. Allow him to deal with the rocky places. May I encourage you? Keep preparing the soil. It might not look like much today, but eventually you will see the harvest. My prayer for you is that you will see how God is working it out for your good. You can't get there if you quit. I'm rooting for you.
Thank you for tuning in to Pretty Practical Podcast with your host, Stephanie B. Be sure to catch us again and be transformed through practical revelation, the kingdom way.
Transforming lives, transforming lives everywhere.
everywhere through revelation and power of prayer.
Power of prayer.
Solving problems day by day,
and we do it
the kingdom way.